San Francisco has so much to offer you and your dog. Yeah, we only had one day to see the city and we went completely dog friendly.
You're listening to Travel FOMO, a podcast for people self-diagnosed with wanderlust.
Welcome to the Travel FOMO podcast. We are in the middle of season 9, where we are starting off our RV adventures and learning all things RV and excited to explore a city.
Yes.
With me is my San Francisco treat, Hillary.
Oh, I like that. San Francisco treat. What is that from? Saute and simmer. The seasonings can't be beat.
I think it's rice, like aroni. Minute rice or it's rice aroni. Yeah.
San Francisco treat. God, that's good. Love it. I feel like we like hummed that a lot while we were there. That was good. We loved San Francisco so much.
We did. San Francisco was really cool. I think we like one thing that we did learn is that we do love national parks and we love the great outdoors and seeing all that stuff. But we found out about ourselves on Gap Year that we really actually love cities a lot.
Yeah, we really do.
So we enjoyed our time in Europe and we're really excited to explore a city that neither of us had been to before, mm-hmm. but we'd heard a lot about, a really unique place, San Francisco.
That's right.
And we drove there from the Redwoods. We took twice as long as we probably should have due to construction and rural highways. And we also went the long way around. We didn't want to pull the trailer across the Golden Gate Bridge and deal with all the hills of San Francisco.
Yeah.
So we mapped out a way to take the long way and we did that. We avoided downtown. But we still ran into a lot of traffic around the bay, and it took us a long time to get to our RV park.
It was like rush hour.
But the good thing was that the traffic was our travel day mishap, and nothing on the trailer broke. Mm-hmm. The truck pulled fine. We were a little anxious about that because we had just gotten it picked up from the shop from having the new alternator put in.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we were like, well, hopefully they did it right. Mm-hmm. It all works because we're pulling a trailer into San Francisco.
Yes.
But it was all great. The Ford dealership in Eureka had done an excellent job getting the truck back up to snuff. And we had no problems, just construction.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And we actually stayed at this fantastic RV park. They call it an RV resort. I don't know if I'd go that far.
It's a strong word.
It's a strong word. It was more of a parking lot. But it was fabulous because it was actually in Pacifica, just south of San Francisco. But it was still very much the San Francisco core area, I would say.
Yes, yeah.
And it was fabulous. It was right on this cliff that just went out into the sea. And in fact, it was so much so on a cliff that crumbles into the sea that when we were standing there at one point, like, and we had gotten a site that was so far, it was like sea view. It was like as far on this row of sites that you could get and as close to the ocean as you could get. So there's nobody in front of us to, you know, take away the view of the ocean or anything.
Right.
And we're standing there looking out over the ocean and we look down at the black top underneath our feet and we notice that at the very edge of this cliff, you know, the black top just goes all the way out and then it kind of crumbles into the sea. And there's these lines where there had been other sites there at the very edge of this parking lot, and they had all crumbled into the sea.
Yeah. Yeah. They had this fence, this chain link fence that you could walk up to, and just past the fence was, like you said, where the cliff was. And I remember standing there and seeing like, there are painted lines and numbers in this area that has just like fallen off.
Yeah.
And the next available area to fall off is definitely where we're parked.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like, how safe is our site at this point? And also just like, it made me, I just had like 1,000 thoughts about like, At what point did they realize it was crumbling into the sea? Were people parked there? Did somebody's RV go crumbling down into the ocean?
Right.
Because how else? I mean, you're not going to see it coming, probably.
Yeah. You know, not having grown up on the coast or out there or know anything about that at all, like, I don't know how quickly that stuff happens. I mean, it certainly looks like a drastic, quickly happened thing. So I don't know at what point they're like, you know what? We need to move that fence back a little bit again.
Yeah. So funny. And, you know, the idea of like staying in a parking lot doesn't sound that appealing, but I will say we were really there to see the city.
Yes.
So it didn't really matter to us that much. It felt like a super huge perk that we had this view of the ocean. So we were pretty good with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great park for our purposes of just seeing the city and having a good time.
Yeah, because we had a dog-friendly day planned in San Francisco, just one full day. And so we were just going to get in the truck and go and take Maggie and make the most of it.
Yeah, we ended up, our first stop was a park overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge. We got to see the bridge in kind of a foggy state. We were there early in the morning. I think it was like 9:30, and the bridge was kind of half covered in fog, and you could only see the top of it. And it was really, really, really cool. We got to take some fun pictures and some good footage. If you want to go check out our YouTube video, there's some great shots of the bridge there.
It's so iconic. And we saw it just like you imagine seeing it, with all the fog and everything. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we went to Presidio. It's this area there in San Francisco, and it's part of like the Golden Gate Bridge area. Like, there's really an area that's protected by the national parks. Presidio is part of that, and it used to be an old military base. So for a long time, it was a fort and operated a garrison there. Right by the Golden Gate Bridge, beautiful views of the bridge. Alcatraz is in that same area and considered part of that national park as well. So it's all sort of right there. There's this huge long lawn kind of in the middle of where the garrisons used to be. And it's just this beautiful grass that people just hang out on. They've got chairs and stuff out there, and people's dogs run around. And it's all of the like leisurely San Francisco chilling in the park vibe that you hope to get is all right there, and was a lot of fun. Great place to have a picnic or just go hang out, and the weather was great. It was a really cool spot to go. So definitely different as far as national parks go. Far from what we had seen in other national parks, but a really cool one nonetheless.
Yeah, for sure. And then like right there in that same area, you just kind of keep going a little bit further. I guess it would be to the east. And there were piers and different things. And one of them had a wave organ on it. And we were like, well, that'd be kind of interesting. We could kind of be taking Maggie on a walk. We could see the Presidio Park area and then go out and see this wave organ, which, you know, it might not have been as cool as I hoped. I'm going to say that. It was crazy windy out there, too, because now you're like almost on the ocean, basically.
Yeah.
So
when you heard the term wave organ, did you picture like an octopus sitting down in front of some keys?
Like, I have no idea. We kind of looked it up and we're like, what? So it's basically this, it's kind of like art, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Almost like maybe interactive art, I guess you might would say. And so it's out on this pier, and they've got all these pipes that kind of run down into the ocean, and they come up and out of the pier itself, and you can lean your ear up to some of these pipes and hear sounds from the ocean. And I guess it doesn't technically make music, but it makes sounds of the ocean come up. And it probably depends on the tide a little bit too.
Yeah.
And so we might not have been there at the best time.
So visions of all dogs go to heaven and the big alligator singing "Let's Make Music Together."
That's
is that what you were hoping for?
And, oh my gosh. gosh, I missed that movie. That is so sweet. I love that one. Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. That's not what we got, though. But we did get some really great views of Alcatraz, the island that used to have a huge prison on it. But you know a little bit more about that than I do.
Yeah, so Alcatraz was a fort at one point. Even back as far as the Civil War is when they really sort of kind of built it up as a fort and held prisoners of various kinds, military prisoners mostly until the early 1900s. Around 1934, it became a federal prison and was a federal prison for almost 30 years and really was kind of the ideal prison because it's a little over a mile, like a mile and a quarter off the coast, and it's this island with really cold water and really harsh currents all around it. So it made escape not a very attemptable thing. And so I feel like a lot of prisoners, if you're there, you're like, well, even if I break out of my cell and get outside of the walls, I'm still on this island where nothing can happen, so why even attempt to get out of here? But it's now part of the national park system and you can actually go out and tour it. We didn't get to go. That is not a dog friendly option. So you can't bring your dog along to actually tour Alcatraz, but you can go out and take guided tours of it. If we went back and were able to board Maggie for the day, I would definitely go take a tour of Alcatraz. Yes. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Now, remind me, like, haven't we seen something that told us it was also haunted?
Yes. Yeah. I think the Ghost Adventure guys have been out there a few Ghost times. I'm sure there's a National Park After Dark episode around Alcatraz. And Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage filmed The Rock, which, you know, is maybe the best representation of Alcatraz.
Oh, man. It's like, it's kind of a fascinating thing, though. I feel like it's really fascinating. Like, I really hope we get an opportunity to actually go visit that.
Yeah, San Francisco is definitely on our short list of places to go back to. And that will be one of the things that we do when we go back and visit. Yeah,
for sure. And then we also went to Palace of Fine Arts. And this is so gorgeous. It's hard to explain. It's basically like another beautiful park, I guess you could say, with all kinds of
palaces.
I guess of palaces? Art. I don't know. It's like these big columns and beautiful buildings that kind of frame out this beautiful pond with a lot of great vegetation. And it's just, it's really lush garden. And so kind of like a bit of a marsh and pond kind of vibe. And these really decorative like columns and this dome. And it's very Instagrammable.
It is that.
Which I will say, there were lots of people there taking pictures and really just kind of walking through it. But it's kind of hard to explain. It doesn't sound like much, but it's so pretty. If you're in the area, you should totally walk by and take some pictures there because it's beautiful. And it's surrounded by some really cool looking homes, too.
Yeah, it was definitely a beautiful place. Another place that's just absolutely breathtaking with perfect weather where there's just people like hanging out in the park.
Yeah. Yep.
We also went to Pier 39. And it's sort of close to Fisherman's Wharf, in sort of that area. It's just a big pier with all kinds of restaurants and like shopping and all sorts of stuff. A really huge complex, much bigger than I kind of thought it was when we first went down there.
It's so lively. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So much to do and like
people everywhere, like big crowds. It was, you definitely felt like this is the happening place to be.
Right.
And we had lunch at a place called Wipeout. Lunch was fine. Like the place had a lot better vibes than food, maybe.
But, yeah, that's really true.
But it was cool. We got to sit out on the patio. They were super nice to Maggie and brought Maggie like a bowl of water and stuff like that. And so it was fun to be there with her. And we were walking around the pier and doing some shopping after lunch, and we noticed that there's an area kind of right on the water where they're like little floating docks and they're just covered in seals.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just hundreds of them, of these seals just sunbathing, and they're all like barking at each other and all of this kind of stuff. And I had been walking around while you had Maggie and I had seen them. And I was like, we need to take Maggie this way because she'll hear these seals barking and then get to see him. And of course, she's never seen a seal before.
Yeah.
And the area where we could kind of access it, we were up high. So we're kind of on the second story. And we have video of us walking up. And Matt, you can tell Maggie starts to hear them. And she's like, what is that? And if you've heard us talk about Maggie, you know she's absolutely terrified of positively everything. And we got close to the edge and she looks down and sees all these seals and hears the barking. And you could just tell that she thought that the world was ending. The zombie monsters had come to get us.
She's and like, good Lord, this was what it. Is that?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was adorable, yeah. And I will say they're so loud, and they're a huge part piece of going to the pier, really, is to see these sea lions that are really famous in San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's like one of these big attractions. And honestly, we spent a lot of time just sitting there watching them, and mm-hmm. I could have spent a lot more. Like you could have like said, hey, we have a table where you can have a drink and just watch the sea lions, and I'd been like, okay. And like you have to hear them squawk and stuff, but it's still kind of fascinating.
It is.
It's fascinating to see how huge they are, how loud they are, how they just lay around in the sun, how they're strong enough to actually pop themselves up onto these docks.
Yeah.
It's really impressive, actually.
But it really is, because they, like, these docks are floating a couple of feet out of the water. Mm-hmm. And these seals just, like, shoot up out of the water and land up on top of them.
Yeah.
It's really kind of cool.
Yeah. It was really cool. I would definitely, if you could only do a couple things in San Francisco, I would definitely recommend seeing the Golden Gate Bridge and then coming to the pier.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, it really was. Maggie wants everyone to know that it's terrifying. So if you are a golden doodle, you'll be scared to death, but in a good way.
Yeah, I don't know that she thought it was very dog friendly, but we thought it was hilarious. The other thing that's really fascinating is there in San Francisco, just the streets and the homes are all really interesting and different. And they've got this trolley system, and they kind of takes you up and down all of these hills. And you kind of need it. I'm not going to lie, because it is intense.
The hills are no joke there. It takes a lot of effort to walk up. I remember we walked and saw Lombard Street.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the crookedest street in America or whatever. You've probably seen in movies or something like that. People driving down this just really super curvy street. There's a lot of people there taking pictures and all that kind of stuff. It's sort of hard to really get good footage of it to really show what it is.
Yeah.
We tried, and you can go check out YouTube and see what we got. I think if we had had a drone, it probably would have been much better. But it was really cool to see. Just one of those iconic things that when you go there and see it, you're like, oh yeah, this is the thing that I've seen a bunch of times, and here it is. I'm standing in front of it.
Yeah, yeah. Maggie made a lot of friends too. I remember like walking up and I was like, whose dog is that? And there's like this dog rolling around on the ground with her belly up in the air, and like 10 or 15 people are crowded around her. And they're like oohing and aahing over her. And then I realized that's my husband and my dog. And they, like, my dog somehow has just made a million friends. And she's scared of everything and everyone. But she's somehow right here just fine.
It is really crazy. She, like, does not like other dogs. So if you see other dogs, she's going to bark. Little kid's going to freak her out because they're loud and they move fast. But she will make a friend with a grown-up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what had happened there. And all these people were there to take their Instagram pictures and then saw Maggie. And one of them went to pet her, and she just, like, melted onto the ground. and stuck her feet in the air, and then everyone just swarmed to pet her. So that was her favorite part of the day.
Oh man, that was so cute. Well, and one of my favorite parts of the day was going to see the painted ladies' houses, which that's the actual term for the houses that you might remember from the opening of Full House there in San Francisco, where they're like throwing the football and Uncle Jesse catches it, and you've got like these beautiful houses that are all painted different colors and very vertical style homes, very, very San Francisco. And they are really there. They're real houses and they still exist, and people line up in droves to drive past these houses.
Yeah.
And they call them the Painted Ladies. They're really iconic for San Francisco. And especially, I think, with Fuller House coming out on Netflix, you know, the past 5 or 10 years, I think it's kind of made them even more nostalgic, maybe, you know,
yeah,
and kind of brought them back up. But yeah, I just really enjoyed it. I was like, I have to see these. And at that point, I think we were getting a little tired. And it was so hard to drive the truck inside San Francisco because it was so big, that we were like driving around trying to find a spot to like park or something. And I think you just kind of let me out and you're like, I'll just drive around while you get to go see the painted ladies. And I had to text my cousin Felicia because we grew up on Full House and we would watch it together after school. And so getting to see that was like just surprisingly really fun. And all these people, that park that you see in the opening credits, that is like a place that is heavily populated with people now. Like people just sit there and look at the houses and they just hang out with like they're on a picnic blanket or something, or they're literally playing football or literally flying a kite or whatever. But all those things are really happening. And there's a ton of people that just sit there looking at those homes. But it's also just a great view because it's a park that's really high. It's perched pretty high and you've got a great view of San Francisco as well. So it's kind of just a nice view, a nice place to hang out. There's lots of nice big trees too, so you can get some shade in the summertime. So I would definitely spend more time there and just like grab some maybe wine and, you know, cheese and crackers or something and just like hang out and like stare at the pink ladies.
Just hope for Uncle Jesse to come by.
Yeah. I loved it. It was great.
It was another beautiful park. Mm-hmm. Just full of people like hanging out. So if your vibe is to like hang out in beautiful places, like San Francisco's will be right up your alley.
Yeah. Well, and it has great weather. So you can see why there are so many great parks, because the weather's awesome. Why wouldn't you want to be outside if you can?
Yeah.
It felt like everything that we wanted to do was also outdoors for the most part.
Right. Yeah. It was really great. And we spent a really full day there doing a lot of things. We left out a few things that we didn't get to do just because we only had the one day. You can go to the beach with your dog. There's some dog beaches that you can check out. Baker Beach is on the west side of Presidio. It's a good option. It's close to everything that's downtown. You've got a view of the Golden Gate Bridge from there. You can also ride the ferries. There's a few of the ferries that are dog friendly. Not all of them are, but several of them are. So you can check that out or find one that's dog friendly. There's a bunch of hiking that you can do within the side of the city limits. Tons of options. You can hike the Labyrinth. That's at Land's End Lookout on the west side of Presidio. So a ton of stuff that we thought, man, that'd be really cool that we just didn't have time to do with Maggie.
Yeah, yeah. And then if you're with your human friends, you can do other things like, you know, we mentioned Alcatraz. We would totally go there. I would have ridden at one of those trolleys.
Yeah.
Just to get that fun San Francisco treat. and you can also, there's a cable car museum, the Golden Gate Park. There are So a lot of murals and street art that are in the Mission District, and we didn't get down to that district. But you could also do lunch in Chinatown, all kinds of things to do. We could have spent a lot more time there for sure.
Yeah. And one of the great things about our day, too, is everything that we did with Maggie. But also, aside from paying for parking and paying for our food, everything we did was free.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't cost us at all. So that was a welcome change after paying for a new alternator right before. But it just so much, so many options.
Yeah. And overall, like I would say, we've talked about that it's a crazy unique city. It's really one of a kind. I don't feel like I've been other places that are the same. It's just different. No. It's different. And there's just a ton to see and do. We barely got to scrape the list. So it was a great time, but we were super excited for where we were going next too.
Yeah. We are headed to Big Sur. Just beautiful part of the country. We were anxious about hauling the Airstream down the Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh, my gosh.
We'd watched a lot of videos and, like, heard a lot of stuff about it. A lot of people don't recommend it. The cliffs are steep and the roads are really narrow and windy. Definitely pay attention to how long your rig is. There's some that you cannot haul down.
Yeah.
Like, fortunately, we could make it where we needed to. Our RV park was right on Highway 1, so we were like, we're going to be in it. So you're going to want to tune in to the next episode to find out exactly how that drive went.
That's right. It was pretty exciting.
And you know our travel day routine, and so you just combine what happens to us on travel days with perilous roads.
Oh, my gosh.
And just make sure you're subscribed.
And you can do that by finding us on YouTube, which is where you'll see the video San Francisco, which is so charming, I will say, because it stars Maggie Moodle, the golden doodle. And she was just, it's so fun to get to travel with her. And we really got to engage her more on this day. So that was really fun. And then also you can find us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. We're basically everywhere where everyone else is. And then in addition to that, we are also available by email, and we would love to hear from you guys. If you've got feedback or anything for us, maybe you've got a good story to tell. Jamin, where can they find us?
You can reach out to us at travelfomopodcast@gmail.com. Drop us a line there, maybe even record a voice memo and send it to us. We'd be happy to play that here. If you have advice about San Francisco or RVing or any of that stuff or driving the Pacific Coast Highway, drop those there and we can share them with everybody. If you have questions for us about all the stuff that we made mistakes on and did wrong, you can ask us there as well and we'll share them with everybody.
And we'll tell you why we made the decisions that we did. Okay, guys, that is just a little taste of what it was like in Northern California. I will say the next episode it's Big Sur, but it's also the last one of this adapting to RV season. And the season after that is really going to be more focused on, we just kind of go on this long spree of a bunch of national parks back to back to back to back. But all that to say that, life is short, guys.
Wander well.